Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linning School Watch. Tonight's show will be in John chapter 4, in English and Thai. Our local area call-in number is 1-818-394-8537. Our toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. We're so glad you're with us tonight. We'll be with you in just a few moments. Please enjoy Beethoven. Linning School Watch will be with you shortly. Toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. Praise the Lord. This is Diane Lenny, your host. We're so glad you're with us. Let's start tonight by singing together, "This Is the Day." I have played it before, so hopefully it's not new to you by now. Let's try it together. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord. We're so glad you're here with us tonight, and we see our producer and co-host Nancy are both on the show tonight. So you'll be hearing from all three of us tonight in English and Thai. And our producer Maria will be giving prayer requests. I hope she's so good at that. And I'm a little bit tired tonight, so I'm going to do my little part at the beginning and then let the other ladies run most of the show so I can sit back and relax. But what I would like to do first is to open in prayer. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to share the good news with people around the world. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to get our message out thousands more people. Help us to work a way. Help people to see our show and draw them to it by your Spirit. Help it to look enticing and interesting so that they will listen. For, Lord, we know that it is the good news of the gospel about you and the good life that you want to give people, about how to walk from darkness into light, how to receive healing, how to receive the good nature of Jesus Christ in our lives to bring peace and harmony in every part of our life and throughout the world. We pray that you would bless each participant tonight. We pray that you would anoint each one of us and that you would give courage to those who are reticent to call in but would like to. We pray that you would encourage them to call in if they would like to give their testimony or ask for a prayer request. We're going to pray tonight about healing and salvation. We thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to read quickly the first few verses in chapter 5. And I hope I'm correct, because I believe we had the substitute pastor last time talk about chapter 4. If I'm wrong, after we do chapter 5, Nancy can correct me and we go back to 4. But let's start with chapter 5 tonight, the healing at the pool. Now, in John, after we learn about how to become a Christian, Christ has begun to demonstrate God among us by showing miracles and the power of God. Now, this one tonight is about the healing at the pool. And I want you to know that healing is for you today. If you desire to that, be expectant of healing in your life tonight. So sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now, there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which is Aramaic, or in Aramaic, is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie around, They were blind, lame, couldn't walk, and paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Well, who would say no to a question like that when you're sick? "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes ahead of me." Well, this Bethesda pool was known for its healing power, so they were waiting around it expectantly, hoping for healing. Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. That day on which he took place, this healing, was a Sabbath day. That's a day of worship. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat," in their religious law, "because it's a Sabbath day. You're not supposed to work." So here you have Jewish leaders who were nitpicking after someone is miraculously healed. But hey, you carried your mat, you work. But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, pick up your mat and walk." So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Verse 14, later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. Now this last verse brings a point to me that I think is important to remember. He said here, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." I don't think that he's saying in itself that sin would cause you illness, but the result of living a sinly life are made what cause you illness. For example, if you drink and smoke and carouse around a lot and stay up late and don't do your daily work every day, that's just going to put you in poor health, as unsound reasoning for how to take care of yourself. You know, when we're a Christian, we read about in earlier in John how we are a temple of God in which the Spirit of God resides in us. And it's our responsibility as Christians to take care of ourselves and to try to be a good role model and example to others about how a Christian is Christ-like and lives a godly life. This is why I've stressed before when I pray that we want to live according to Christ's example, mature into a likeness of the life of Christ. I'd like to pray for you right now. Then I'm going to bring in Nancy and have her pray in Thai. First talk a little in English and then pray in Thai and then read verses 1 through 15, John chapter 5. Lord, we just pray for those tonight who would like to receive you as their personal Lord and Savior. For we know it is a relationship. Although we are a religion, that's not what saves us. It is our relationship in accepting Jesus Christ into our heart and life as our Lord and Savior. Just confess your sins tonight and believe that Jesus is the Christ, Son of God, and ask him into your heart. Say, "Lord, I ask you into my heart now as my Lord and Savior, and I want to follow after your ways." And we pray a blessing upon you, that you will walk in his ways. And if it's a healing tonight that you wish, that you would pick up the mat and walk in faith for the healing as Christ has exemplified here in the Scripture. And we believe it, for we know that faith, even as a grain of mustard seed, has enough faith to move mountains, for the Scripture says. We believe it, and we praise the Lord for it. Thank you for your power and the goodness that you have for each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we are going to bring in Nancy, and I hope I have the right number here. Hello, Nancy. Yes, that's you. I can tell.
Yeah. Hello, Diane. Yeah.
Hello. Good evening.
Everyone.
How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. Very, very good.
I hope you're not as tired as I am. I'm just going to hand it over to you and let you just run with it for a bit. And then when you're done, you can say a prayer similar to what I did. And then we'll ask Maria for prayer requests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Glad you're here tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. ในพระธรรมยอห์นนะคะบทที่5วันนี้แต่ก่อนที่เราจะไปที่ยอห์นบทที่5การรักษาโรคที่สระน้ำเราจะอธิษฐานขอการทรงนำจากพระเจ้าก่อนนะคะเราจะอธิษฐานด้วยกันค่ะพระเจ้าพระบิดาลูกขอบคุณพระองค์และสรรเสริญพระองค์พระเจ้าผู้ยิ่งใหญ่พระเจ้าทรงพระเมตตาใหญ่ยิ่งสูงสุดและพระเจ้าพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าที่ทรงสามารถอภัยในความผิดบาปให้กับพวกเราได้และโรคต่างๆของเรานั้นจะได้รับการรักษาผ่านการอภัยโทษจากองค์พระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าพระเจ้าลูกขอบคุณสำหรับทุกๆสิ่งสำหรับพระคุณความรักพระเมตตาและความรอดที่ประทานให้กับพวกข้าพระองค์ทั้งหลายวันนี้ขอพระวจนะของพระเจ้านั้นเป็นแสงสว่างที่จะนำพาชีวิตของเราทุกคนให้รอดพ้นจากความบาปให้รอดพ้นจากอำนาจมืดและมีชีวิตใหม่ในองค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าลูกกราบขอบพระคุณและฝากวันเวลานี้ไว้ในพระหัตถ์อันทรงฤทธิ์ของพระองค์อธิษฐานและกราบพระคุณในพระนามพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าเอเมนฮาเลลูยา
เอเมนพระเจ้า
ค่ะค่ะพระเจ้าจะอ่านพระธรรมในยอห์นบทที่5นะคะในเรื่องของการรักษาโรคที่สระน้ำนั้นตั้งแต่ข้อ1ถึงข้อ15ค่ะต่อมาพระเยซูเสด็จไปยังกรุงเยรูซาเล็มเพื่อร่วมเทศกาลของชาวยิวในกรุงเยรูซาเล็มใกล้ประตูแกะมีสระน้ำแห่งหนึ่งเรียกตามภาษาอารามีว่าเบเทสดาสระนี้รายล้อมด้วยศาลา5หลังที่นี่มีคนพิการมากมายนอนอยู่ไม่ว่าคนตาบอดคนง่อยคนเป็นอัมพาตที่นั่นมีชายคนหนึ่งป่วยมา38ปีแล้วเมื่อพระเยซูทรงเห็นเขานอนอยู่และทรงทราบว่าเขาตกอยู่ในสภาพนี้มานานก็ตรัสกับเขาว่าท่านต้องการจะหายโรคหรือไม่คนป่วยนั้นทูลว่าท่านเจ้าข้าเวลาน้ำกระเพื่อมไม่มีใครช่วยข้าพเจ้าลงสระขณะที่ข้าพเจ้าจะพยายามจะลงไปคนอื่นก็ลงไปก่อนแล้วพระเยซูจึงตรัสกับเขาว่าจงลุกขึ้นยกที่นอนเดินไปเถิดชายผู้นี้ก็หายโรคทันทีเขายกที่นอนเดินไปวันที่เกิดเหตุการณ์นี้เป็นวันสะบาโตพวกยิวจึงพูดกับคนที่หายโรคนั้นว่านี่เป็นวันสะบาโตบทบัญญัติห้ามเจ้าแบกที่นอนแต่เขาตอบว่าชายผู้ที่รักษาข้าพเจ้าให้หายบอกข้าพเจ้าว่าจงยกที่นอนเดินไปเถิดพวกเขาจึงถามว่าคนที่บอกให้เจ้ายกที่นอนเดินไปนั้นคือใครคนที่หายโรคไม่ทราบว่าพระองค์คือใครเพราะพระเยซูได้เสด็จปะปนหายไปในฝูงชนที่นั่นต่อมาพระเยซูทรงพบเขาที่พระวิหารและตรัสว่าดูเถิดท่านสบายดีแล้วจงเลิกทำบาปมิฉะนั้นสิ่งเลวร้ายกว่าเดิมอาจจะเกิดกับท่านเขาก็ไปและบอกพวกยิวว่าพระเยซูคือผู้ที่รักษาเขาให้หายโรคโอ้ฮาเลลูยาค่ะแต่พระเยซูได้เสด็จเข้าไปที่กรุงเยรูซาเล็มนะคะที่นั่นก็มีที่ประตูแกะนั้นมีสระน้ำแห่งหนึ่งที่เรียกตามภาษาอารามีว่าเบเทสดานะคะสระนี้ก็มีศาลาที่อยู่รอบล้อมสระนี้5หลังและใน5หลังนี้ก็มีคนพิการคนละแบบนะคะไม่ว่าจะตาบอดคนง่อยเป็นอัมพาตมีอยู่มากมายนะคะแต่ว่ามีชายอยู่คนหนึ่งป่วยมา38ปีนะคะเมื่อพระเยซูทรงเห็นเขาก็รู้สึกสงสารเราจะเห็นว่าทำไมพระเยซูไม่ได้รักษาทุกๆคนให้หายทั้งหมดทั้งสระทั้ง5หลัง ะคะแต่พระองค์พระเมตตาของพระองค์อยู่ที่ใดพระเมตตาของพระองค์ก็จะประทานให้กับคนนั้นนะคะแล้วก็คนอื่นๆนี้ก็ไม่ได้มาร้องเรียกต่อพระองค์นะคะแต่ว่าในขณะที่คนป่วยเนี้ยพยายามที่จะอยากหายโรคใช่ไหมคะพระเยซูถามว่าท่านอยากหายไหมคนป่วยคนนี้ก็ไม่ได้ตอบว่าอยากหายหรือไม่แต่สิ่งที่เขาตอบนั้นยิ่งกว่าอยากหายนั่นก็หมายความว่าเขาบอกว่าเมื่อข้าพเจ้าจะลง เวลาน้ำกระเพื่อมก็ไม่มีใครช่วยข้าพเจ้าลงสระขณะที่ข้าพเจ้าจะพยายามจะลงไปคนอื่นก็ลงไปแล้วนะคะในความหมายตรงนี้ก็คือว่าเวลาที่น้ำกระเพื่อมเนี่ยเขาบอกว่าจะมีทูตสวรรค์มาเล่นน้ำใช่ไหมคะแล้วก็ถ้าใครที่ลงไปในสระคนแรกนั้นก็จะได้รับการรักษาโรคเพราะนั้นพวกนี้ก็รอคอยนะรอคอยที่จะลงสระเป็นคนแรกค่ะแต่ว่าเขาก็ลงไม่ทันสักทีเพราะว่าเขาเดินไม่ได้นะเพราะนั้นพระเยซูเกิดความสงสารในเวลานั้นจงบอกว่าจงลุกขึ้นและยกที่นอนเดินไปนะด้วยฤทธิ์อำนาจและพระคุณความรักและพระเมตตาของพระเจ้าและสิทธิอำนาจที่พระบิดาในสวรรค์ประทานให้กับพระเยซูเมื่อสั่งในนามพระเยซูนะคะจงลุกขึ้นและยกที่นอนเดินไปชายผู้นี้ก็หายโรคทันทีนะคะเรามาย้อนมาดูในข้อ14ที่บอกว่าพระเยซูทรงพบเขาที่พระวิหารและตรัสว่านะและในเวลาต่อมาเนี่ยพระเยซูได้พบเขาแล้วตอบว่าท่านสบายดีแล้วจงเลิกทำบาปมิฉะนั้นสิ่งเลวร้ายกว่าเดิมอาจจะเกิดกับท่านจงเลิกทำบาปเพราะฉะนั้นในหลายครั้งที่เราจะได้ยินว่าบาปของท่านได้รับการอภัยแล้วโรคของท่านจึงหายหลายคนจะบอกว่าพระเยซูอภัยโทษบาปได้อย่างไรเรามองไม่เห็นเราสัมผัสไม่ได้เรามองไม่เห็นใช่ไหมคะแต่ว่าสิ่งที่เรามองเห็นนั้นคือผลเพราะฉะนั้นถ้าบาปที่ยังมีอยู่โรคก็ยังมีอยู่แต่เมื่อพระองค์อภัยบาปโรคได้รับการรักษานี่คือคำตอบนะคะว่าพระองค์สามารถอภัยโทษบาปให้กับเราได้และเมื่ออภัยโทษบาปแล้วอย่ากลับไปทำบาปอีกเพราะว่าเรารู้อยู่แล้วว่าสิ่งเหล่านี้สิ่งที่พระเจ้าสั่งไว้นั้นเป็นความจริงและถ้าเราไม่เชื่อฟังที่เราจะย้อนกลับไปทำบาปอีกแต่สิ่งที่เราเคยทำในชีวิตเก่าๆนั้นความเลวร้ายกว่าเดิมก็จะเกิดขึ้นนะคะในสิ่งเหล่านี้เกิดเป็นจริงขึ้นในชีวิตจนปัจจุบันนี้เราก็จะพบเห็นอย่างมากมายนะคะและสิ่งที่เขารู้ว่าผู้ที่รักษาเขาก็คือพระเยซูคือผู้ที่รักษาเขาให้หายโรคนะคะแต่ว่าในวันนั้นเป็นวันสะบาโตฟาริสีก็ที่จะไม่ชื่นชอบหรือว่าที่จะเป็นคนที่ชอบหาเรื่องนะคะที่จะบอกว่าวันนี้เป็นวันสะบาโตไม่ใช่เหรอใครให้เจ้าแบกที่นอนนะคะแต่ว่าเขาก็จะบอกว่ามีคนหนึ่งที่รักษาเขาแล้วก็บอกให้ยกที่นอนเดินไปเราขอบคุณพระเจ้าในหลายๆสิ่งที่พระองค์ทรงกระทำนั้นพระเมตตาของพระองค์ไม่เหมือนมนุษย์ธรรมดาที่จะกระทำนั้นมีเงื่อนไขเสมอแต่พระองค์ไม่มีเงื่อนไขพระเมตตาของพระองค์นั้นใหญ่ยิ่งและพระองค์จะเมตตาผู้ใดพระองค์ก็จะเมตตาผู้นั้นค่ะ Oh, I will pray for the people too, right?
Yes, praise the Lord for salvation and healing both.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. พระเจ้าพระบิดาในพระคุณความรักและพระเมตตาและสิทธิอำนาจของพระองค์ที่พระองค์ประทานความอภัยความผิดบาปของเราได้พระองค์เจ้าในเวลานี้มีผู้คนมากมายขอพระเจ้าที่กำลังเจ็บป่วยอยู่ขอพระเจ้าที่จะทรงรักษาเขาขอพระเจ้าที่จะอภัยโทษบาปกับเขาเหล่านั้นพระองค์เจ้าพระองค์บอกว่าผู้ที่สำนึกผิดบาปและสารภาพผิดบาปนั้นบาปของเราจะได้รับการยกโทษและโรคภายในร่างกายของเราก็จะได้รับการรักษาพระองค์เจ้าค่ะให้เขาได้เห็นพระคุณความรักให้เขาได้สัมผัสถึงการทรงรักษาขององค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าและเมื่อเวลานั้นเขาถ่อมใจลงสารภาพความผิดบาปSalvation คือความรอดที่มาจากพระเจ้าก็จะเกิดขึ้นในชีวิตของเขาขอพระเจ้าประทานพระคุณแก่พวกเราทุกคน และผู้ที่รอคอยการรักษารอคอยความรอดที่มาจากองค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าขอพระเจ้าประทานให้อย่างที่ไม่มีขีดจำกัดพระองค์เจ้าข้าลูกกราบขอบพระคุณสำหรับทุกสิ่งขอการทรงนำที่มาจากพระองค์ที่จะทรงนำพวกเราและทุกคนที่ได้ยินได้ฟังนี้ไปทุกย่างก้าวในทางขององค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าจะไม่ได้เป็นทางของเราเองแต่เป็นทางขององค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าพระเจ้าลูกขอมอบผู้คนเหล่านี้ไว้ในพระหัตถ์อันทรงฤทธิ์ของพระองค์ลูกกราบขอบพระคุณในพระนามพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าเอเมนเอเมนค่ะ
Praise the Lord. You know, I think we might have Pastor Charles on here according to the numbers I've written down before. So if it's him, I'm going to find out. And I think we have another caller as well. If this is Pastor Charles, what I'd like to do is just have him say hello. And if you'd like to say a prayer in Chinese, but you are going to do your scripture another time. But I would like to ask you to a few questions about the first chapters of John that we've already read. And they might be questions that people have. And then I could rest and sit back a little bit and let you two talk. And if you would answer in English and then a little bit of Thai too to explain with them. So let's see if we indeed have Pastor Charles here. Hello, is that you?
Hello, oh, maybe Pui. Maybe Pui. Pui, record is 619.
No, it's 919.
Pui, say hello. 919.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 919.
919.
Maybe Pinu On.
Yeah.
Nu An. Pinu An. Oh, yeah. yeah, that's you. 919 is Pinu An from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay, well, would you like to ask us a question since we've got you on?
At the question?
hmm?
I don't know what the question, but I'm so glad to hear the gospel, the Thai language, English language, you know, so our whole world can hear that salvation, everything. That's all.
Praise the Lord. Do you happen to have a prayer request tonight? We'd be happy to pray with you.
Yeah, you pray for the family, for the gospel, for the salvation, you know, the one I serve the Lord.
Right, yeah, we've done that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling in on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I will, if you don't mind, if we could move on to the next caller.
Okay, yeah.
And we'll see who's on the next line. It's a 619 number. Let's see here. It's hello caller from 619. State your name, please. It's your first name.
Somjit.
Somjit.
You know who that is?
Yeah, Somjit. Her name is Somjit. Yeah.
You want to talk Thai to her?
Somjit, มีอะไรจะถาม question ไหมคะที่อ่านไปเมื่อกี้นี
้ไม่มีอ่ะพี่
I
don't have anything to add because I know what God do on the earth, you know, for a lot of sick person. Diane, I'm sorry, my English is not so good, okay?
Oh, I understand it perfectly clear.
I try really hard to learn how to speak perfect English.
You're doing great.
Can I be testimony a little bit?
Yes, please do. We'd love to hear you.
You know, before I confused myself because, you know, I born, I have a, you know, like a crooked bone in my back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I not born like that, but, you know, I don't know how my mom take care of me. She make me accident when I so young, so really, really young, you know. When I start go up and my back, my, you know, like a cut. What you call handbag? You know handbag?
Uh-huh.
I have that. But you know, but now I don't add anything no more. It's not gone. I still have that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Before I get so upset at my mother because before I Buddhist, I don't know what's going on, you know. Before I Buddhist and I ask why she can take good care of me and make me have an accident, and now I have a hunchback, you know. And that's really hard for me. I carry the pain 47 years all my life. I carry my back pain, you know, and because when I'm walking, the leg is not the same because the bone is not connecting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, now I really know why, you know. Because God made me to be, to remember Him, you know. And maybe I don't get healed yet, but one thing I know is in my heart. He made me to know Him and to walk with Him, how to feel the really love from God, you know, to love others. Because more hard time I go, more I thinking about Jesus. He loved me, and He go die in the cross because my sin,
mm-hmm.
you know. And one thing that I thank God for, because, you know, right now I have Him, and just why I can carry the pain I have to the day He come back, take me, you know.
Praise the Lord. What
Hallelujah.
A wonderful word of testimony.
Hallelujah.
Nancy, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, and I think how much she got the pain at her back, but she still served the Lord and walk and walk. And I think she has a victory, overcome her body. And when she went out and tell the good news, almost every day she got the soul and give to the Lord.
I don't cry. I go on the bus.
I mean, you before you take a bus, you have to walk very far, you know. It's very far for the back pain like that, but you can do it. And I think in the future you will be Superman, but healing by the Lord.
I already did. That's what I feel. When I get tired, when I get pain, you know, one thing I know is I look up to the sky and I say, Jesus, I know you give me the power to be strong and walk to get the soul to come to
Praise
you.
Hallelujah.
That's what
yeah.
I did already, you know.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So He's given you inner strength and physical strength. He has promised us He would help us through our times. Doesn't necessarily mean we won't have difficult times, but He has promised He will help us through them. And that's just a wonderful word of testimony. May we pray with you about that?
Yes, you will.
Okay, dear Lord, we just praise you so much for our dear sister.
Yes.
We thank you that you have touched her. We pray for another touch and another step in her healing. And a greater growth in strength in her Christianity. And help her to share more about others. And help her to alleviate the pain and give her wisdom with how to deal with her ailment. We know that Paul had what they called in the Bible a thorn in his side. People thought it was a limp. But yet he continued to share the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. We just pray that you would touch our sister tonight. Heal her, Lord. Give her a new strength and a new vision of shortness of time here, that we need to reap the harvest. And you need each one of us. We just pray that you'd bless her and help her and provide for her in Jesus' name. Thank you for it.
Amen.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. พระเจ้าพระบิดาลูกขอบคุณพระองค์และสรรเสริญพระองค์ด้วยความเจ็บปวดของพวกข้าพระองค์ทั้งหลายจึงทำให้เห็นถึงความเจ็บปวดของพระองค์ด้วยเหตุนี้เองที่ทำให้พวกข้าพระองค์ทั้งหลายมีส่วนร่วมในความทุกข์และพวกเราจะมีส่วนร่วมในพระสิริของพระเจ้าด้วยยิ่งเราเจ็บปวดเราก็รู้สึกรักพระองค์แล้วก็ที่อยากที่จะเข้าใกล้ชิดพระองค์มากยิ่งขึ้นและเรารู้ถึงความทุกข์ทรมานที่พระองค์ยอมเสียสละเพื่อพวกข้าพระองค์ทั้งหลายด้วยเหตุนี้ที่พระองค์จะทรงสอนพวกข้าพระองค์ที่จะเอาชนะเหนือความเจ็บปวดและไม่ยอมแพ้ต่อชีวิตและที่จะเดินไปข้างหน้าและในการทำเช่นนั้นเพื่อตอบสนองถึงพระคุณความรักและพระเมตตา สิ่งเหล่านั้นจะเป็นการเยียวยาเราทุกวันทุกวันด้วยเหตุนี้เองสุขภาพของสมจึงแข็งแรงขึ้นทุกวันทุกวันโอ้ข้าแต่พระบิดาเจ้าลูกขอบคุณและสรรเสริญพระองค์สำหรับทุกสิ่งที่พระองค์ทรงสอนเราในการเดินกับพระองค์อย่างมั่นคงและไม่ย่อท้อและที่เราจะเป็นทหารเอกทหารกล้าขององค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าและเพื่อให้ทุกคนได้รู้ว่าไม่ว่าจะเกิดสิ่งใดขึ้นเรายังคงชื่นชมยินดีและขอบพระคุณพระเจ้าและรักพระองค์สุดหัวใจตลอดเวลาพระองค์เจ้าลูกขอบคุณสำหรับทุกๆสิ่งทุกอย่างที่พระองค์ประทานให้กับเราพระองค์เจ้าลูกเชื่อว่าสมในร่างกายของเขานั้นจะเป็นซูเปอร์เนเชอรัลที่พระองค์จะทรงรักษาทั้งฝ่ายร่างกายและจิตวิญญาณนั้นไม่เหมือนใครพระองค์เจ้าโดยเขาไม่ต้องผ่าตัดเลยพระองค์เจ้าค่ะพระเจ้าลูกขอบคุณสำหรับทุกสิ่งในพระนามพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าเอเมนฮาเลลูยา
เอเมน
ฮาเลลูยา
Nancy let's talk a little bit about the healing at the pool here we read about in the scripture.And I'll just kind of discuss it and ask you some questions here. We see here that this man had been an invalid for 38 years. And how long have you had this ailment, sister?
Me?
Yeah, 40-some years?
Yeah, 47 years, you know.
And when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Well, I'm going to just follow the scripture tonight and do what Jesus did. Sister, do you want to get well?
Yeah, I want to.
Praise the Lord. And he said, in response to that question, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. Well, we don't have the Bethesda pool there, but maybe we can still use this story to help us. Jesus said, well, get up. Pick up your mat and walk. And, you know, I think you've been doing that already. You've just picked yourself up and walked, and you continue to walk in faith that God is going to heal you. I'd like to tell you a little bit about my healing that God has done in my life, and it was not all at once. Sometimes it takes many years. When I was in my 30s, which was about 30 years ago, I was very ill for about 8 years. In fact, I had what is called systemic lupus erythematosus, which is called lupus for short, and it is often a deadly illness. But fortunately, God intervened and touched my life, and there are symptoms that go along with it, and one is arthritis and a lot of pain and swelling. So I took anti-inflammatory drugs, and you get very tired. So I was in bed 12 hours a day. But 2 to 3 of those hours, I was listening to what was Channel 40 then, Praise the Lord Club, you know, the TBN network, and Trinity Broadcasting Network, and praying and listening to worship. And Jan Crouch was on then a lot. They had good singing. And I was just reading the Bible and praying about 2 hours every day. And it was a real time of growth for me. And I was believing for God to touch me. I knew that God had healing available for us. I continued to pray for it, had people pray for me. And then I began to realize that I needed to pray for wisdom for my doctor to help discover what was really causing it and to help me to understand what was causing it so I could advocate for myself with the doctor. So I did. I went in again, and he had done numerous tests, and they said I was going to have to live with this all the rest of my life. Well, I just couldn't live with that answer. So I continued to go in, and he did another test, and I gave him some more symptoms, and he did another test that showed that I had a large mass behind my bladder. And what they did is I had to drink like a gallon of water, and they used the bladder as like a lens or a window for this test to see through. And that was the only way, after all these years of being sick, that they could see I had a mass there. So when I had, and what it was, they went in and did surgery when I was 40. It transformed my life. And what I had was 2 large tumors, one on each ovary. But it took the assistance of a a doctor, a real physician. We call Jesus the great physician, the great healer. Well, sometimes Jesus works with a human doctor. And they took all of that out. My intestines had grown together, and they cut all that apart and then pumped in fluid. And the next morning when I woke up, for the first time in years, I could lay flat on my back without intense back pain. And so I knew they had done a lot to release my stressful situation, and I was just praising the Lord. But it took me a year of continuing to believe, and it gives us a positive attitude when we believe the Lord is helping us. Even doctors say that Christians who believe in the Lord that He heals often heal faster and allows for more opportunity for a natural and a supernatural healing to take place. And I just praise the Lord for that. And I give you encouragement to pray for wisdom for what it could be. And so then it wasn't for 20 years later. That was only half of my problem. I seem to have multiple things all during my life. And about 20 years after that, in fact, just about 3-4 years ago, I had got so bad I could hardly breathe going up and down stairs. I have always had difficulty since I was young being able to breathe going uphill or up and down stairs. And when I was a teenager and a youngster, I was an avid athlete, very strong and very attuned to how to eat properly and exercise. And so I just didn't understand why I couldn't breathe. And I went to the doctor regularly, but they told me when I was young and two or three times during the years, I had a black spot on my lung. Well, what does that mean? They didn't know. Well, what are you going to do? Well, we don't know what to do. So about 4 years ago, I had shingles, and I was in bed sick for a month on medication. I could only sleep for 2 hours and writing down the information about when I took pills because I couldn't remember when I woke up without looking at the clock what time it was. And I was just laying there for a month and praying, and it was hurting down here under the left in the abdomen area, a little higher to the left of the stomach. And it was hurting really bad. And I was feeling there on the top. I didn't feel anything. I absolutely did not feel anything when I just felt the top of it. But I looked down, and a tiny little microscopic pore in the skin looked like it had a little cellophane covering. It was so microscopic, I don't know how I saw it. And I thought, you know, that's right on top of where it hurts so bad. So I thought, I'm going to feel down under there. And I had gained weight. I looked heavy, you know. So I put my hands down into my cavity here and felt underneath there. And, oh, I was in shock. There was a huge mass, bigger than a grapefruit. And it got a little smaller on the top and the bottom ends. And it hurt so bad. And like, I feel that the Spirit put in my mind, go in the bathroom and gently squeeze from the bottom so it doesn't go back in. I went into the bathroom. I thought if I wait another day, it might rupture. Or if the doctors go in there, they might cut it and it'll rupture, which happened to my daughter with her appendicitis, which I saw happen in an emergency hospital room. So I went in there, and I also saw our cousin die of a similar symptoms and when his things ruptured. So I went in there, and I gently squeezed from the bottom, and 4 feet of, like, toothpaste came out of the tiny little pore. 4 feet. And the pain was, oh, the biggest relief. And then I felt it again, and it was still about half size. Only half of it was out. So I squeezed it again, and that much came out again. And I just went, praise the Lord. You helped me, Lord, to know what to do with this. And then we went on a trip to Israel that was scheduled. Praise the Lord. So I was able to walk on this trip, still weak, but, you know, getting better. And then when I got back, I tried that once more and got 8 more inches out. And then that was it. I haven't had anything
come from that sense. Now, I know that's a long story, but it's something I've been wanting to tell for a long time, and I think tonight's the night.
Hallelujah.
To tell it, because we need it on tape. But our healings are not always instantaneous, although Jesus has the power to do that, and I believe he can do that. But each case depends on how we reach for and touch the hem of his garment and what he wants to do within us. During all these years of these infirmities, God has worked a special, unique characteristic in me of a real genuine concern for people who have illnesses or handicaps who cannot deal with life in the same ability as people who don't have illnesses and handicaps. And I was a top student, very academically capable A student, and so it was probably something that I needed to experience to understand. And now I believe God has directed me my whole life to work with people with similar circumstances. And I say this story as an encouragement, because it's only through God that the answer came and that I didn't give up. I kept believing, kept trusting, speaking, kept reading the scripture, kept researching my illnesses, what could cause it, kept asking the Lord to reveal it to me. God, what should I do? And God revealed it to me. And that's why I can sing now on this program. I had singing training when I was young. My father was an excellent singer, used to lead worship services and choirs, and I haven't been able to sing for years because I didn't have enough breath to sing. But in God's timing, and when it's for his glory, I'm giving the glory to God today.
Amen.
Because I want it to be recorded and to know that God is a miracle worker, as we saw demonstrated through his son, Jesus Christ, in the New Testament, in the book of John. And
yes,
this is God showing himself among us on earth, as written in his word. He's demonstrating his power. And I believe, I strongly believe, that we are approaching, I know Nancy likes that word, we are approaching again another time ahead in which God is going to bring a revival again.
Yeah,
I just believe it in my spirit. And I believe we ladies who have banded together and our gentlemen on the other nights are starting or contributing to a groundswell that is starting to bring back the revelation and the power of God demonstrated here on earth again. And I'm excited about it, that hopefully we will all live to be a part of it. Aren't you? Do I have any responses to that of you two? You two are the two who are on. Go ahead and speak.
Yeah. Me?
Go ahead.
Yeah. ว่าจะสังเกตเห็นว่าในตรงนี้นะคะก็คิดว่าอาจจะมีคนอยากถามสองคำถามคือคำถามที่หนึ่งอาจจะเป็นว่าพี่น้องคิดไหมคะว่าทำไมคนง่อยคนป่วยคนตาบอดคนเป็นอัมพาตเนี่ยตั้งห้าหลังนะในศาลาตั้งห้าหลังแต่ทำไมรักษาอยู่คนเดียวแล้วก็พระเยซูสามารถที่จะรักษาคนทั้งห้าหลังนั้นได้ไหมนะก็เป็นสิ่งที่น่าคิดจริงๆแล้วพระองค์สามารถที่จะรักษาไข้ทั้งหมดเพราะว่าแม้แต่คนเป็นอัมพาตคนนี้พระองค์ยังรักษาได้นะฮะแต่ว่าพระวจนะตอนหนึ่งก็คือว่าพระองค์จะเมตตาผู้ใดก็เมตตาผู้นั้นแล้วก็อยู่ที่คนที่เรามีความเชื่อมีความศรัทธาในองค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าจริงหรือไม่เพราะว่ามีคนเคยถามบอกว่าไม่งั้นโอ้คนทั้งโรงพยาบาลก็หายหมดก็อันนี้ก็เป็นคำตอบอะค่ะศาลาห้าหลังก็รักษาให้คนเดียวนะคะก็ฝากพี่น้องไปคิดว่าทำไมพระองค์ถึงไม่รักษาทั้งหมดนะไม่รักษาทั้งโรงพยาบาลรักษาไม่รักษาทั้งโลกนี้ทั้งหมด
พระองค์มีพระประสงค์ค่ะถ้าเผื่อว่าอันนี้มันต้องใช้เวลานานถ้าเผื่อว่าใครมีความสงสัยว่าทำไมเป็นเช่นนั้นก็ขอโทรได้นะคะนวลวัน909-331-0617 909-331-0617ถ้าเราจะคุยกันตอนหลังนะคะแล้วก็อีกคำถามหนึ่งที่ข้าพเจ้าพบเวลาไปประกาศข่าวดีเนี่ยนะข่าวประเสริฐของพระเจ้าเนี่ยเขามักจะบอกว่าจริงหรือที่พระเยซูทรงอภัยความผิดบาปได้จริงหรือที่พระโลหิตของพระองค์ชำระความผิดบาปได้นะคะจริงไม่จริงเราจะรู้ได้ยังไงคะพระองค์จะพูดเสมอในพระคำหลายตอนที่จะบอกว่าบาปของท่านได้รับการอภัยแล้วโรคของท่านก็ได้รับการรักษาเราจะเห็นว่าหลายครั้งที่เป็นโรคแล้วก็ไม่หายหรือว่าไม่ใช่ว่าสิ่งเดียวที่เราจะมันมีหลายสาเหตุแล้วก็มีหลายปัจจัยที่ในเหตุผลของพระเจ้าเราไม่สามารถยังรู้ในเหตุผลของพระองค์นะคะแต่ว่าสิ่งหนึ่งก็คือความบาปภายในจิตใจของเราที่ได้ชำระความผิดบาปแล้วสารภาพความผิดบาปโรคของเราก็จะได้รับการรักษาพี่น้องเห็นนิกฟูติซิกไหมคะที่เขาไม่มีแขนไม่มีขาแต่ว่าสิ่งหนึ่งที่พระเจ้าใช้เขาจนในตอนแรกเขาคิดอยากจะฆ่าตัวตายเสียใจนะคะแล้วก็น้อยใจไม่อยากที่จะอยู่แต่ว่าณวันนี้ผู้คนมากมายที่ได้เห็นเขาแล้วก็ได้เห็นความสามารถได้เห็นถึงความตั้งใจเอาใจมีความรักพระเจ้าแล้วก็ในสิ่งที่เขาหนุนจิตชูใจให้คนที่แขนขาดีเนี่ยค่ะมีกำลังขึ้นมาผ่านชีวิตของเขามากมายจนเดี๋ยวนี้เขาบอกว่าเขาไม่อยากที่จะอธิษฐานให้แขนและขาเขางอกออกมาเลยเพราะว่าสิ่งเหล่านี้พระเจ้าใช้สิ่งที่คนมองข้ามสิ่งที่รู้สึกว่าดูไม่ดีเลยแต่ว่าพระเจ้าใช้สิ่งเหล่านี้ค่ะมาหนุนจิตชูใจในสิ่งที่คิดว่าดีแล้วนะฮะเพราะนั้นสิ่งเหล่านี้เราบางครั้งเราไม่เข้าใจในการงานของพระเจ้าในความคิดของพระองค์นั้นนะฮะก็สวนทางกับความคิดของมนุษย์เพราะนั้นเราขอบคุณพระเจ้าทุกกรณีและข้าพเจ้าเชื่อว่าในเคสของสมเนี่ยที่พระเจ้าใช้ผ่านในความทุกข์ยากลำบากนี้คือการเยียวยานะเพราะว่าข้าพเจ้าจะเห็นว่าพระเจ้ามีวิธีรักษาโรคของเราสารพัดวิธีเราคิดไม่ถึงนะคะอย่างชายตาบอดเนี่ยเอาขี้โคลนมาปั้นถมน้ำลายใส่แล้วเอามาแปะที่ตาของเราโอ้พระเจ้านะคะตาของชายคนนั้นก็หายบอดเพราะนั้นพระเจ้าจะมีวิธีบางครั้งพระเจ้ารักษาทันทีบางครั้งพระเจ้าใช้รักษาผ่านเหตุการณ์ที่พระองค์จะใช้เรานะคะถือว่าเป็นเกียรติอย่างยิ่งในชีวิตของเราพระเจ้าเราขอบคุณสำหรับทุกๆสิ่งขอบคุณสำหรับชีวิตของสมด้วยขอบคุณสำหรับชีวิตของพี่หนูออนนะคะที่เป็นพระพรให้กับคนอีกมากมายเช่นกันขอบคุณสำหรับไดแอนแล้วก็ขอบคุณสำหรับมาเรียที่มี different gift ที่พระเจ้าประทานให้นะคะที่เราจะใช้ในการงานขององค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าอย่างมากมายขอบคุณพระเจ้าและสรรเสริญพระองค์ค่ะไดแอนฮาเลลูยา
Oh, I think you got it all, sister. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, would you like to take a minute to share about what you're doing at that other church? You want people to know, or it's up to you, but
yeah, in the church.
Yeah, say it in English and then Thai.
Yeah.
Have you started yet?
In the church, in the New Life Church.
Yes, right.
Thank God for that, because sometimes people close some door and open the door by like a human being thought, and okay, you should walk to this door, but everything in God's plan, everything in God's will, and God will change the bad thing to good things. And God will open the door, His door for us every time when we pray to Him and cry out to Him and lean on Him and trust in Him, and He will open the door, His door, God's door for us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and in Jesus' name that He take me to a new life, because I pray for the I want a shirt that have the prayer meeting almost every day, and here have that. and help the poor people. And here have that too. And take care, feed the homeless every Sunday afternoon. And so God mercy on the church and everyone, you know. Hallelujah.
You want to tell people the address and what time and day so they can come join you? Or?
Oh, yeah. And every Sunday, the service is two services on 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. 9 to 10:30 and 11 to 12:30 in the morning. And feed the homeless is about 3:30 p.m. Yeah.
Is it on Foothill Boulevard? Oh, you're going to say it? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and the address is 275 East Foothill Boulevard, Pomona, California, 91767.
And it's New Life?
New Life Church, New Life Community Church, if you want to see how about New Life, you can go to newlifechurch.com.
Praise the Lord. And now, I know sometimes people, like when I was ill, listen a lot to radio and TV. But if you're able to get out and go on Sunday to some church close to you, that's just really recommended. We do suggest you do that, because it will help you grow stronger as a Christian. We do have a lot of people who listen to our archived discussion here, too, so we want to make sure we include information. Now, are you doing anything during the week there, Nancy?
During the week, we have a prayer meeting on Tuesday morning, 8 to 9, and Wednesday morning, 9 to 10, and evening service is like a Sunday service. It's at 7 to 9 p.m.
On Sunday evening?
On Wednesday evening.
Oh, Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. It's like the service is like on Sunday, the same. Like
same kind of service.
Worship, preaching, offering, and pray. Yeah. And
well,
on,
that's good if people have to work on Sunday.
I feel funny in my back.
Yeah, huh?
You feel funny in your back?
I feel so hot like a fire in my back, but I don't have no pain right now. But I feel really funny.
Oh, I praise the Lord. I hope he's healing you. Let's believe it.
I don't have pain right now, but I feel so hot in my back, you know.
Lord, touch your back, Lord.
Yeah. Anointing from the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We believe it. We know he can do it. Just
I don't know, but I feel so hot like a fire, but I don't have pain right now. No pain right now.
Praise the Lord, and you didn't do anything. You're just sitting there?
Yeah, I sit there, but I feel hot. What? And I touch myself. Why so hot like this?
Maybe the Lord's touching your back. Praise
I hope
the Lord.
So. Thank God. You know, can I just on the other thing, one thing?
Sure.
You have enough time? No.
Yes.
Not and keep other.
Yes, we
do. You know, couple weeks ago, I go out and I miss a couple people, you know. But, you know, it looks like everyone need help. But everyone need help. Like, they keep calling me and, you know, and I think it's a little bit too much for me. And, you know, sometimes a little bit too much. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm tired. Oh, this, why I have to, you know, because sometimes, but I think, and after one night, the next morning, I say, oh, my God. He come to my house. He say, what you doing? I give you the job to do, and you cannot deal with this. You just cut off people. Phone number like that already, you don't want to deal. Just small little thing, you know. And I have no phone number from people because I delete all the numbers, you know. And God come to tell me, I feel like God talking to me, say, you need to deal with the job I give you. You can deal with a small thing like this and how you be my soldier, you know.
So you just felt the Lord was dealing with you right now while we were praying?
No, like people, I know them. I met them, and they have some trouble. They have so many things going on, and they call me to talk with me, you know. And I think I get a headache, so many things, why so much like this? And I just delete everybody's number, you know. And then and the night time I talk to God, and God come to my heart, say, you know what? I can't, these people have problem. I need help. And that's why I give this job to you. To deal with these people, but why you just take them number, throw away, you know, like that. And the next day I call Nancy. I say, Nancy, I need you pay for these people. I need them phone number. I don't have no them number no more. I need to call them because I need help and I need somebody to open their mind and let them know how God loved them, you know. And Nancy, I need repair for people to call me back because I don't have them number to contact them no more, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel guilty inside of me. I feel like I dropped the work he gave to me, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, and today, you know, everybody called me and early today, and one person I asked, what made you call me today? He said, you have really good experience. Why I cannot call something, a really good experience in you? And I said, not in me, in God. God the one make you decide to call me because maybe you have something not right inside of you and just why you need to talk to me because you say I have good experience about God, right? And I thank God for the deed because Nancy, she the one helped me to pray for because her and me we pray for people to call me back because I want to contact with them, but I don't have no more number. You know
that's
what I mean?
An answer to prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And I'm so happy today.
So now you have their numbers.
Yeah, now I do.
Great.
Yes,
let's grow a church.
Yeah. And one thing I would like to pray for Johnny. Johnny is Pinoan's sons, pray for him to get strong in the Lord and ask the Lord to guide him and lead him and comfort him and to walk in God's ways. Yeah, I would like Diane to pray for him, Johnny, right?
Okay,
Pinoan.
You don't mean the Johnny that helps me as a co-host, another Johnny?
Johnny, Pinoan's son.
Oh, okay.
Pinoan's still there?
Oh, maybe.
Oh,
she
maybe
might be on the other line. Yeah,
I closed down
her mic, but she's probably still listening. Oh, okay. How do you say her name?
Okay.
Help me with her name.
Pinoan. Johnny.
Shall we ask her to talk about him? I could put her mic
Pinoan.
On. Okay, there.
Yeah.
I put your mic on. Tell us about Johnny.
Johnny, you can pray for him because he, maybe last month, he almost suicide himself. And on that day, I called to Pinoan, And now he get better now. Yeah, pray for him
more.
Okay,
let's all pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for our group of four tonight on the phone. Mm-hmm. For we know that where two or more are gathered in your name, that you are here with us and wanting to work your works among the people. Lord, we pray for Johnny that you would woo him unto you by your Spirit and leading unto you to become a child of God and accept you as Savior if he hasn't already done that. And we pray, Lord, that you would cleanse his mind of all those thoughts that would cause him to want to do such an action. Lord, give him hope, give him peace, give him understanding that in the love of God there is a life of joy, fulfillment, and completion that comes from walking as a child of God. We pray that you would give his mother wisdom with how to work and pray with him and how to approach him and how to share the gospel with him in whatever stage he is, that you will give her the scriptures to read and to share with him in a loving way and give him hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. For we know that it is an oppression or depression when someone wants to do such an action as has tempted Johnny.
Yes.
We pray that, Lord, that you'd give him strength, that you would cover him with the helmet of salvation and give him the breastplate of righteousness, as we know in Ephesians 6. And there's more to that, but Lord, we pray for the protection around him and his mind, that, Lord, you would govern his mind and direct him by your Spirit.
Right.
Woo him unto you, Lord, by your Spirit.
Yes.
And we believe it and praise you for it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Diane.
Well, Nancy, unless you have something else, I think it would be really nice if you could sing again. I didn't get that tape out like I was planning because my daughter graduated today and I'm exhausted. But we'll do that tape eventually in the background that we bought.
Today I didn't prepare any song. And how about Maria?
She's not on the line, no. But I need to say thank you publicly to Nancy for going with me on a trip back to Missouri to my friend's wedding. And we had a real enjoyable time. And on the way back, we were able to stop in Albuquerque in Old Town. And we met an Indian, a Zuni Indian, whose wife got the American Indian Award for best kind of song. I'm not sure which type, but so we bought her CD. So hopefully next month I'll remember to get that set up. I found my CD player, and we'll play it in the background because it's really unique, and I think it's soothing, and I think music can be a healing medicine for us. So if you are prepared, Nancy, I don't want to put you on the spot. We'd love to hear you sing.
Oh, today I didn't prepare the song.
You didn't prepare anything?
Yeah, I think the song, like, but I have CD in my car, and it's like maybe I will try one song.
Right now?
Right now?
You want me to sing and you go get it? I've got a song I can sing.
You have song?
Yeah,
you can sing Hallelujah.
Okay, I'll sing a song, and then she can go to her car and maybe get the CD. This one's called Surely Goodness, and if you want to try to sing along with me, it's the words pretty much from Psalms chapter 23, verse 6. And I'm a little tired, but I'll do the best I can.
You do a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days, all the days of my life.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Now, for those of you who don't want to sing along with me now, you can play archive and sing along later. But if you do try to sing with me, we found before that it's delayed, so we don't sound like we're together. So at this point, we do have to sing one at a time. So, Nancy, how is it? You ready tonight, or you want to wait till next time?
Yeah, okay. I will turn on the from
CD?
From the CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
It sound like it is okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
Amen.
Nancy, I'll talk with you via email later on to see how we can perfect that. Were you singing with it on there or not? Was that just totally the tape?
In the CD, the CD, it had like the melody.
When you were hearing it, did it sound okay when you were listening? Okay, because for us, it was like coming in and out. So we're going to have to perfect it, how that works. It might be where you held the phone to the speaker. How close did you have the phone to the speaker?
I think I like open, turn on, and like just I then put it close to the speaker.
It wasn't? Okay, well, next time we'll try it for just a short time so you can stop, and then we'll report to you if it's working for about a minute. Okay? Because I think that was a very nice recording, but we just need to get your phone closer to the speaker. Because I don't have the ability to turn up the volume either. And it's really nice to have the piano with it. So let's work on that. Can you sing that same song while it's playing? So we can hear you in the microphone, or? Why don't you try it that way? Just sing one verse.
Yeah.
Are you ready or not?
Ready.
Okay. You have the microphone away from your mouth enough. However you just did that, keep doing that. That was just right. Praise the Lord. We're getting this perfected. Either one of you other two ladies sing?
Two ladies sing. And your song is wonderful. I never heard it.
Oh, you haven't heard it before?
I've
got lots of songs. I'll just have to get my books out from. I've got my uncles and my mother's, both who played the piano in churches, and then I played for a while, and I taught music for 14 years. So I have boxes and stacks of Christian music, all the old songs that are so wonderful and easy to sing. So I'm going to try to introduce those over the years ahead here so that we have a repertoire for people to learn some of the many wonderful songs written during the last 100 years in America about the love of God. And they help you to get closer to the Lord. I just love music and worshiping the Lord.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, Nancy, I'm going to let you close in prayer first, and then I'll pray, and then maybe as you sing again, we'll say goodnight.
พระเจ้าพระบิดาลูกขอบคุณพระองค์สำหรับความรักมั่นคงของพระองค์ใหม่สดทุกๆวันกับของที่ให้แก่พวกข้าพระองค์ทั้งหลายพระองค์เจ้าเราซาบซึ้งในพระคุณความรักและเราจะรักพระองค์สุดหัวใจพระองค์เจ้าค่ะขอพระเจ้าที่จะอวยพรผู้ฟังทุกท่านไม่ว่าผู้ฟังที่อยู่ที่ใดก็ตามพระองค์เจ้าขอน้ำแห่งพระวิญญาณบริสุทธิ์ living water พระองค์เจ้าที่จะเทแล้วก็ไหลผ่านชีวิตของเราแต่และคนให้ชื่นฉ่ำพระองค์เจ้าค่ะแล้วก็ที่จะชุ่มชื่นหัวใจและมีสันติสุขที่อยู่ในองค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้าและให้ชีวิตของเรานั้นอ่อนสุภาพพระองค์เจ้าค่ะพระเจ้าลูกขอบคุณพระองค์และสรรเสริญพระองค์ขอความรักมั่นคงของพระองค์ดำรงอยู่ในชีวิตของเราทุกคนขอบคุณสำหรับไดแอนสมแล้วก็พี่นุออนแล้วก็ทุกๆคนที่ได้ฟังผ่านรายการนี้พระองค์เจ้าค่ะลูกกับขอบพระคุณสำหรับทุกสิ่งขอบคุณสำหรับมิสรีที่ไดแอนได้ดูแลลูกอย่างดีพระองค์เจ้าค่ะพระเจ้าลูกขอบคุณสำหรับสิ่งสารพัดในพระนามพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าเอเมนฮาเลลูยา
Praise you and thank you, Lord, for this time together. We pray for all people around the world, that each person will have opportunity to hear the gospel and receive you as their Savior. We just pray, Lord, for peace and harmony in the world, that you would bind the spirits that would cause harm and evil to others. And pray that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit, so that they would desire to serve Christ. Lord, for we know the end time is coming, and we look forward to your return, and we thank you so much for your return. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Diane. Thank you.
Do you want to sing one more time, and that'll be how we say goodnight?
Laum sanyanenon ke phu chong rak phat ni man rai noi che ma yam ni
Lord, I'm
second kum klong
Good night. Take care.
God bless you.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.